Heads up, musicians, the Tiny Desk Contest is back.
Yes, yes.
For the 9th year, NPR Music is looking to give the next great undiscovered artist an interview on this show, an 8-city tour, and of course, a Tiny Desk concert.
Cuando miro afuera, cuando miro adentro, cuando miro afuera otra vez.
That's last year's winner, Elisa Amador. And here is NPR Music's Bobby Carter, producer of the Tiny Desk series. Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. How are you?
I am well. Thanks for being here.
Pleasure. Always a pleasure.
So how are Elisa and the other contest winners doing? Give us a little update.
Listen, they're flourishing. Elisa is doing great. She goes on tour next month. And last week, she received the Rising Tide Award at this year's International Folk Music Awards. So she is out there shining and grinding.
Okay, so I mean, this is a contest, obviously, so tons of artists and bands are going to enter, but yeah. Only one gets that grand prize. So I do just have to ask you, how do y'all feature the best of all of these other artists and bands that are sending in these entries?
Yeah. So obviously, you entered the contest to win, but there are other fantastic opportunities that come from entering the contest. For one, each week we feature some of our favorite videos on NPR.org. And also this year, we will continue our Tiny Desk Top Shelf series. And that's where contest judges like myself, like Bob Boylan, we feature and we talk about some of our favorite entries. But you should also know that we've had contestants come to play the real Tiny Desk who didn't necessarily win the contest. We had a huge one with Hobo Johnson.
Great, I'm sure that I've prepared you for every guy you'll date and every guy you'll marry and every guy you'll hate, yes.
And also, next month, I have a contestant who has entered about 4 times, never won, but she will be at the desk, the real desk, next month. So tons of exposure, and you just never know when you're going to get your shot if you don't win.
Now, Bobby, I have to confess that I think you have one of the best jobs at this organization, which is hosting these Tiny Desk concerts and also being a judge of this contest along with Bob Boylan and some member station DJs and musicians. So. Yeah. Let me in on some secrets. How does somebody win? What stands out to you in a winner?
Feeling. Some type of emotion.
It's easy to feel like you don't matter.
Whether you're going to make us cry, you're going to make us laugh, you're going to make us happy. Something that evokes a real emotion. The thing I say about the contest is that you have plenty of time to perfect your entry. It's not like the real Tiny Desk where you get your one and done. Perfect it. Do it until you feel something. Last year's winner, it was her Elisa's entry was simple. She looked into the camera and she delivered a very emotional performance, right? She looked dead in the camera with the guitar and evoked emotion. Same with 2021's winner, Neffy, and even 2020's winner, Linda Diaz. We're just looking for something that really gives you the chills. But also, this is a call out to bands this year because there's no shortage of singer-songwriters and they're always great. But this is a call out for bands. So if you play jazz, if you play R&B, if you play hip-hop, salsa, whatever it is, we need the bands to get together and give us something great.
All right, so let's just talk about the technical part here.
Yeah.
These bands you're talking about, these singer-songwriters, how does someone enter?
It's very simple. Send us a video of you playing an original song. You must have a desk in the video. You must be over 18. And you have between February 8th and March 14th to enter. You can learn more and submit at npr.org/tinydeskcontest.
NPR Music's Bobby Carter, producer of the Tiny Desk Concert Series and a judge of the Tiny Desk Contest. Bobby, have fun. Happy watching.
Let's get it. Peace.
You know, I have to say, talking with Bobby Carter about all the fun he gets to have sifting through these entries, it automatically makes me think about all of the Tiny Desks that we've gotten to go to ourselves.
It's the best perk of working at NPR, full stop.
Do you have a favorite?
Oh, it's this little-known artist. Most people haven't heard of her. Her name's Adele.
Mm. Okay.
It was more than a decade ago. She was not playing stadiums. She was still well known. But I remember she sang Rollin' in the Deep and forgot to take off her gloves. And when she got to the clapping part, you couldn't hear her clap. And then she cackled and in her unmistakable accent was like, I forgot to take my gloves off.
Forgot to take my gloves off.
It was pretty charming. What was yours?
So I think my favorite one that I actually got to see in person was getting to see T-Pain. And what was so cool is because he's like got this voice that you would know from anywhere, but it's all stripped down. There's no auto-tune. It was just so fun and so much energy.
Baby girl, what's your name?
And for more information, you can visit npr.org/tinydeskcontest.
Support for NPR and the Tiny Desk Contest comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. Capital One is proud to support NPR Music and the Tiny Desk Contest. Capital One, what's in your wallet? And from Guayaquil, maker of Yerba Mate, who believe community comes to life and connections are made through music. Guayaquil, come to life.